Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mulletcast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Balmer. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer. We're live down here at the new Iron Room in Atlantic City, hanging out with John Moses, hey, Ming guys. Chen. And we bumped into Christopher D'Amico. Chris was just hanging out. He's a AC native, so we said, let's talk to Chris. Chris, what's going on?
Not much. Welcome to Atlantic City.
Thanks, man. So you work with Driscoll Foods. You're a food supplier to a lot of the restaurants in town.
Yes, I am. We distribute food all over New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia.
That's cool. So how did you get into the food game?
Funny story. My dad has been in the food game my whole entire life. He works for our competition, so now me and him are fighting it out at all the restaurants that open up down here.
It's going to be a tough Christmas.
That's right. So who's got the upper hand on AC food supplying, you or your dad?
Right now, my dad is beating me, but he's been doing it for 50 years. So
he's got a head start, right?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a head start, but we'll see.
So what was the food game? Like, do you have any, you remember any colorful stories as a kid? Like, is there any, like, sides of beef fall off trucks?
50,000 heads of lettuce in to AC. Arizona.
I mean, in the food business, it's always crazy. It's, where's my stuff? Or the other day I had, you know, a truck show up with nothing on it for a customer.
Sweet.
So that means I have to run all the way up to Wayne, New Jersey, pick up and bring it back, you know?
That's actually the storyline of The Irishman that's on Netflix now. It's like, you know,
the meat truck
shows up empty, right? That's awesome. So I guess you're filming the sequel is what you're saying.
Oh yeah, I was buried underneath Giant Stadium that day.
Nice. So you grew up in AC, so tell us, one thing we're here for is the Triple Play Realtors Convention. So I'm curious, like, what's your take on like Atlantic City over the years in terms of like economic ebb and flow and what's going on in the housing market now?
So when I was growing up in, you know, the early 90s, that was like the peak of Atlantic City. Trump was here building, having the fights and building the casinos and all that stuff.
Running old ladies out of town.
That old lady actually never left. That property is still there.
No way.
Yeah, the one by the Tropicana. And they tried to get her out and
what
she's
still stubborn
there.
Old bird.
Nice.
So, you know, that was the pinnacle. Things were on the up and up, and it didn't look like anything was going to stop. And then, you know, early 2000s, right around the break.
Right, right. And that was the dot-com bubble, right?
Yeah.
That burst.
And a lot of stuff really started to go down. You noticed people leaving, jobs leaving. We had 5 casinos closing. And then once Sandy hit, a lot of people left. Like, towns like Brigantine really got, the local population really got decimated.
Sure.
And because what happened was the banks would refuse to give them a loan, and the insurance companies wouldn't give them a loan unless you raised your house. So a lot of people couldn't afford to raise their house because they were only getting $30,000 and they just up and left and
wow.
Just let the banks foreclose on the property.
Right. And to raise a house would be what? Like probably 100 grand and you're sitting on a house that's worth 30,000. The banks probably couldn't even lend on that anyway, nor could they afford the mortgage.
Yeah, so people, you know, between the casinos closing and the houses, people just up and left. So, and for my business, for restaurants, it hurts because we lost a lot of locals.
Of course.
You know, we have in Brigantine and stuff like that.
5 casinos closed, so you also lost a lot of tourists.
Yeah, and well, $3,000 to $5,000, 1,000 jobs, you know.
Wow.
We're gone when a casino closes, so.
That's tough. Insane. So what's going on the local food scene? So is Iron Room one of your clients?
No, they're not one of our clients at the moment.
Hey, what's going on with this place? Can we get this guy? Can Iron Room be one of his clients?
We saw. So do you see, what do you see on the local front then of like new restaurants opening, things like that?
We got this area. This is called the Orange Loop. There's actually a lot going on here. You see Tennessee's next door, Avenue Beer Hall. That's awesome. The Iron Room is a great coffee shop. Rhythm and Spirits is about to have food in a music venue right next door. And then you have the Made Chocolate Bar. If you're looking for a dessert or a really nice date night, it's definitely the place to go.
Right.
A block away, they're opening Cardinal Bistro on New York Avenue. And that's another spot that should be really nice once it opens.
Have you
up.
Brought any chicks here for dates?
Not for coffee. I just come here for work. I like to be left alone when I come here.
Oh. I know. You looked a little disgruntled when we were setting up. You're like, dude, I'm here to work. There's a freaking podcast loading up next to me. What's going on?
This is my Starbucks.
That's right. What about Beret? Have you been over to that place yet?
Yeah, Beret's nice. That's actually one of my dad's accounts.
Nice. So we're going to be over there this afternoon, 4 o'clock. We got a little networking going on.
Oh, is that going on?
Yeah, that's Beret. Come over and join us.
Do you want me to sabotage anything over there so that you can open up to your account?
Do you need John to like choke on a bone or something?
I don't know. Just say if you say maybe say you got food poisoning. I don't know.
Okay.
No,
all right.
They're good. They're good over there.
I'll Instagram live it.
That's cool. All right. Sweet. So in terms of like development going on now, what are you noticing? Like we've talked to some local realtors who are talking about there's a lot going on because of Airbnb marketplace, things like that. What do you notice on the ground here?
Yeah, before I was doing this, I was actually doing real estate with my uncle for a little while. And the prices got so low, you could buy a house at auction for almost nothing. And if right. you had a little wherewithal of what to do, you could fix it up and Airbnb it. You know, people with the Airbnb market, you have a couple nice pictures and a nice house. They don't really know what the neighborhood looks like.
Damn right.
So you can get some nice people in and make some money. You know,
and that's cool. They're never coming back. There's no repeat business. So here's a question. As things have gotten better around here and they got some cool restaurants, like as a supplier, are you suddenly getting a bunch of goofy requests? Like you've got like a lot more gluten-free stuff rolling in the doors of Atlantic City? Or?
Well, it's weird because you notice the gluten-free and the influx when the summer people come in. A lot of like the city people are really into the gluten-free and vegan and stuff like that.
That's when all the Canadians come down to town, John.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Winter months are eating Kennedy fried.
That's right. That's
right. What's cool with Driscoll is that we actually offer a program. We call it Project Innovation. Uh-huh. Where we take local like suppliers of products that normally want to get distributed by the bigger companies because we're family owned. We take local businesses and we bring them into their first round of like distribution.
Oh, cool. So like, you might like get like a local bakery and, you know, connect them with these guys over here or something like that?
Yeah, like we will get like a local bakery or like a juice company and they're making their juices and they come, we either find them or they reach out to us. And we created a beautiful catalog with the products in it, and we give it to our customers. And in the back of our catalog, we actually put the owner of the business, where they're from, and why they started the business, so you can really put a face to the product.
Right. Really tug on the old heartstrings.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you notice too, a lot of restaurants do that now. Sometimes you see a board up on the
wall. Yeah, there was like, this place in Brooklyn that had dough donuts. Dough donuts were the best. People would line up around the block, and then you start seeing little kiosks pop up. So it's interesting to see how that comes about, or at least one of the ways it can come about.
That's very cool. All right, so for people looking to connect with Chris, check out Driscoll Foods, DRISCOLL Foods.com. What's a good way for people to reach you?
The best way would be like my email, cdomico@driscollfoods.com.
Cool.
And for like dick pics, do they send that to the Driscoll Foods email?
No, that would be like my personal email. I don't want to get in trouble, but if you want that, just shoot me a call.
Okay. He's not a soubrette distributor, so. All right, Chris, we appreciate you popping in.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks, man. You. Thanks for the feedback. Good to connect with you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Cool.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.